Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The overwhelming message from yesterday's summit in Revere, aimed at tackling opioid abuse, was that several groups are going to have to join forces if a dent is to be made in the growing number of overdose deaths in Massachusetts. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
It was standing room only in Revere City Hall for the summit, which brought together dozens of people who are directly dealing with the opioid problem, including loved ones of some of the hundreds of people who have died of overdoses in Massachusetts.
Just a few months ago, I don't think that I could have ever been standing here. I was inconsolable, and I didn't want to live another day.
Debbie Daigle lost her 32-year-old son, Stephen, to an overdose this year. His addiction started when he was in college and was prescribed pain pills for impacted wisdom teeth, and he later moved to heroin. She urged loved ones of those struggling to come forward because she says hiding a substance use problem only makes it worse.
I would have cried it from the roofs if I ever thought that it would have saved his life. So I'm encouraging all of you who have family or friends of family who are addicted, who don't want to talk about it with their children, who don't want to talk about it with their friends, come out and talk.
Daigle also asked the elected officials at the summit to take action, calling for stronger prescription drug monitoring, cracking down on the marketing of prescription painkillers, and improving access to substance use treatment by creating more of it and by requiring insurers to pay for long-term treatment.
It needs to be graduated steps. It needs to be that you come out of rehab and that you have a life coach counselor, somebody who'll hold your hand and help you through this process of finding a job and getting your life back together again. Because when you're in the throngs of addiction, nobody has to hate you. You hate yourself enough.
Congresswoman Catherine Clark and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh promised to continue to work on improving access to treatment, increasing the use of the overdose reversal drug known as Narcan, and reforming criminal justice policies. But many in the audience asked why the opioid problem is so prevalent and whether law enforcement, particularly in Revere, is being tough enough. Revere Mayor Dan Rizzo says a multi-pronged approach is needed for a problem that's affecting the entire state.
On the 4th of July weekend, we had 11 reversals using Narcan in Revere, no fatalities. The town of Arlington had 5 reversals and 3 fatalities. This is not limited to the city of Revere. It is across the state of Massachusetts, and it's across our country.
And Mayor Rizzo, who organized this summit, is promising more such meetings.
This is going to be the first of many conversations until we get our arms around this terrible problem.
Rizzo says another summit is going to be held soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.